Well, looking at the general outlook first across the region, high pressure lying basically to the northeast of the North Sea is generally going to be in charge over the coming 5 days, but it is generally feeding in a fairly brisk easterly breeze. But looking at the detail for today, we can expect variable amounts of cloud to be drifting around. But most of us, I think, will see some sunshine coming through here and there. It's quite pleasant here in Truro at Pleasant. But it looks as if that cloud is likely to start increasing later in the afternoon, running through into the evening, which may become thick enough just to release an odd shower. These may just turn a little wintry, especially pushing up over the higher ground. Winds today, lighter and moderate easterly. They are that much fresher blowing down through the English Channel and in the west. And the top temperature today, perhaps hitting 8 degrees, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. For tonight, remaining rather cloudy for most of us. Still a risk of catching an odd shower, again, wintry at times. These are generally are drifting down through the English Channel. The winds, lighter and moderate easterly, still a little bit fresher along that south coast. Minimum temperature somewhere around about minus 2 overnight, 28 degrees Fahrenheit with a frost, perhaps even some icy patches forming on those wet surfaces. But I think temperature should hold somewhere near 3 degrees in the far west. Now for tomorrow, Easter Day, a mostly cloudy day, although that cloud once again is expected to break to give some brightness and perhaps a few spells of sunshine. Always a risk of catching an odd shower here and there. They are, I think, going to be generally fairly isolated. Winds on the whole will be light or moderate easterly. They will veer around towards the southeast later in the day and then increasing up to a moderate to locally fresh breeze. May even be a little stronger across the more western parts. And the top temperature tomorrow, 7 degrees, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And when we have any breaks in the cloud overnight, we're likely to see temperatures tumbling to around about minus 1, especially across more eastern parts. I think in the west, holding somewhere near 3 degrees again. Now, for Bank Holiday Monday, we'll have a light and moderate, perhaps even up to fresh southeasterly breeze. We could find those winds initially being quite strong, especially in the west. They will back towards the east as the day goes on and then gradually ease down a little bit. It'll be a largely dry day, being mostly cloudy, although a little brightness is likely to break through. Always a risk of an odd shower here and there, but again, I think they're going to be few and far between. Temperatures during the daytime, at best, ranging between 5 and 7 degrees, up to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and overnight ranging between 0 and 3 degrees, which is 32 to 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Tuesday, that moderate or fresh, locally strong easterly breeze will continue. It will be a dry day, patchy clouds, spells of sunshine, always a risk of an odd shower coming down through the English Channel. And again, depending on the temperature, some of these may turn a little wintry at times. Although the daytime temperature should be somewhere around 6 to 8 degrees, 43, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. But overnight falling away to minus 1, which is 30 degrees Fahrenheit, to a high overnight of just 3 degrees, 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Wednesday, we still keep that stiff easterly breeze. There'll be patchy clouds, spells of sunshine, always a risk of an odd shower here and there. Temperatures ranging between 7 and 8 degrees, and overnight falling very close to freezing quite widely across the county. And finally, the inshore waters forecast, valid until 6 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. The winds east, veering southeast later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. The weather mainly fair, risk of a few showers. And on the whole, the visibility will be good.